Italian soprano Giulia Frasi moved to London in 1742 to join Lord Middlesex's Italian Opera Company. It was to be a successful move, and she remained in England for 34 years. During that time, she had lessons with Charles Burney, and he wrote that she had a sweet and clear voice and a most chaste style of singing, which, though cold and unimpassioned, pleased natural ears and escaped the censure of the critics. Frasi not only learnt English, but she took great care over her diction, to the extent that it was said that her articulation was better than native performers. She became a principal soprano in Handel's oratorios and was one of his favourite singers in his latter years. During her time in England, she earned well, but she must have lived way beyond her means. In 1774, she had to flee to Calais to avoid being arrested for debts. English friends sent her money for some time to support her, but this eventually dried up, and it is said that Frasi died almost literally from want of bread. One of Handel's oratorios in which she starred is called The Choice of Hercules. The young Hercules is contemplating his future when two women appear to him, one eager and seductive, offering him a life of easy pleasure. The second is virtue, warning him that what is truly worthy can only come from hard effort. In the oratorio, Frasi played the role of pleasure, but it is virtue who wins after singing a declamatory recitative ordering Hercules to follow her. Here is one of pleasure's seductive arias. There the brisk, sparkling nectar drains. In this she paints a picture of indolent delight, lying under a tree, listening to birdsong, after a day of sporting on the plain. There the brisk, sparkling nectar drains is sung here by Ruby Hughes with the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, conducted by Lawrence Cummings. Was There the Brisk Sparkling Nectar Drain, sung by Ruby Hughes with the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, conducted by Lawrence Cummings.